Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me in your schedule today. And I want to minister for a few days on a subject the Lord has placed on my heart. But before I do that, I just want to take just a pause before I begin sharing the message to emphasize the importance of fighting a good fight in terms of our internal attitudes. You know, the devil does everything he can to keep us discouraged and depressed. And the Word of the Lord tells us in Galatians, the 5th chapter, where, if you recall, there's an outlining of the works of the flesh as well as the fruit of the Spirit. And in verse 24 of chapter 25, Paul says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections or passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." And walking in the Spirit means that we can't be downcast, discouraged, depressed. Oh, there are certainly many opportunities, trust me, I'm sure, and in your own life, where you can get very discouraged, depressed, oppressed. But that's where our warfare consists of. We're not fighting in a physical battle like the heroes of the Bible, you know, when there was actual physical warfare and conflict, but we are definitely in a war. We're in spiritual warfare. And so I just want to share some thoughts with you. And as I was thinking about the subject of joy, which I share frequently in my letters, and even on this broadcast, the importance of right thinking, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And one of the most beautiful books in the New Testament is the book of Philippians. It's often called the Epistle of Joy. And I'll never forget, years ago when I was at Bible college, I learned from a Bible scholar as he was ministering to our class about the circumstances that the apostle was in as he wrote this beautiful book. He was in the Mamertine prison, and I had no idea how dreadful the conditions were there. I've shared this maybe a few times before with my partners, but the Mamertine prison was at the very bottom of the imperial palace, and it was one of the most feared prisons in Roman times. People died there. And if you might remember, Paul was recounting whether or contemplating was it better just to depart and be with Christ or to remain and continue to teach and encourage those he loved, the churches that he had established. And in this particular Mamertine prison, it was a round carved-out place originally intended as a septic tank, and a prisoner was left there in chains, hands above their heads, in total, complete darkness in raw sewage. Prisoners died for three reasons. The air was so toxic, the prisoner would dangle their whole weight on the corroding chains and develop limb rot. And then thirdly, if that was not enough, there were rats who would constantly ravage across the top of the sewage, even eating the prisoners alive. That is even horrible to speak about, to think about. But he was there in such a place for about 90 days, and yet 19 times he mentions joy in this epistle. Obviously, imprisoned in such a horrendous situation, he was demonstrating for every believer in all time to come that joy, beloved, is a choice. Regardless of what you're facing right now, if you do not have the joy of the Lord, beloved, you can make a choice to have that joy and to ask the Lord's help. You know, we think we have it hard. The key to his victory is found in Philippians 1:19. For I know that this will turn to my salvation through your prayer and supply of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. He was not grasping for hope, but he was speaking from a heart of confidence and faith. You know, in the natural, it surely looked like the final curtain. He was surrounded by disease, rats, pain, and despondency. And yet he declares their confidence, their prayers, their offering brought new joy and encouragement to his heart. And it wasn't so much their financial gift, it was that he was not forgotten by those he had poured his life into. And beloved, I just want to share, as having been, we've been a media ministry for 50 years and have a relatively small mailing list, but a very faithful, precious body of believers, of which I call my UCM family. And beloved, you know, it's not the amount. There are those that God has blessed that can give generously, but I do have partners that faithfully every month send a dollar. And you know what's so precious? It's not the offering. It's the fact that they are thinking and praying for me in this ministry. Just like Paul, that's where he was encouraged. He knew that he wasn't forgotten. He knew that he wasn't alone. And beloved, there's perhaps little more that you can do aside from your prayers, but just to let ministries that you're blessed by be encouraged to know that you do love and pray for them in the Spirit. You support them in the Spirit. And then also you can give as God has enabled you to seed into that ministry. Paul spoke about the supply of the Spirit, which came from the Holy Spirit, and that was sufficient for him, even in that terrible place. And it gave him overflowing new power and joy. Beloved, to be in such a circumstance, that had to be the Holy Spirit. And right now, as you're listening to me, there may be some things that you're facing that the devil would just really tempt you to just be so discouraged, just to give up, to throw up your hands and say, no matter how hard I've tried, it hasn't worked, it hasn't done any good. But beloved, you have a choice. You and I, either one of us, we can succumb to everything our senses tell us, or we have another choice. We can arise in faith in the power of God and allow the Lord to give us a fresh supply of the Spirit, a fresh impartation of His Holy Spirit. Remember that familiar verse in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That word supply is the same Greek word, indicating a huge, overwhelming contribution, more than enough to meet the need. I just like to stop right here, and I want to pray for those who just need that encouragement right now. I'm asking you have to make a choice. If you say, Lord, I'm so weak right now and I feel so low, but Lord, I'm asking for your help. And if that's you, let's pray together. Father, you see those who are reaching out to you right now. And by faith, Father, we thank you that it is your will for us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. And by an act and choice of the will, Father, I lift those that have been going through discouragement and oppression. Lord, by an act of will, they say, Lord, I choose in my spirit man, I choose to obey you. I choose to walk by faith. I choose to give you praise because you are a good God. You've answered prayer for me in the past. You said you would not leave me nor forsake me. And Lord, I believe your word. I receive right now your empowering and your strengthening. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the power of the Holy Spirit to your beloved right now. Lord, from the very top of their head to the soles of their feet, they shall experience the quickening power of Almighty God, that mighty flowing of the Holy Spirit, who is able to give exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Lord, I just release your power your strength in them, your joy, which is our strength, Lord, and the ability, that which you gave to the Apostle Paul. Lord, you're no respecter of persons. None of us have been in a situation like that. But Lord, when we're in battle and we're in trouble and we're in heartache, sometimes it feels we can't take any more. So Lord, in your mercy and in your love, minister to your beloved and bring them into a place of abiding peace and joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord to you this day. If you desire, I would be delighted to bring you into one of the most joyous aspects of the abundant life, and that is living in the present moment. Is it not written that I am a God of your present and a very present help to you in the times of trouble and turmoil? Just as I minister to my servant in prison, so I am able to help you to see me at work with you right now. You can have a hope that cannot be taken from you, the sure promises of my word, and the joy and bliss of eternity with me. All that is perceived by the senses is fleeing away. It's all temporary, beloved, but that which is invisible is everlasting. In my presence is fullness of joy, and at my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Don't look back and rehearse the past, neither fret about what the future holds, for have I not kept you all your days? Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Is it also not written that I will not give you more than you can bear? Therefore I have grace and help sufficient in all of your immediate needs, if you will simply trust me. Have a thankful heart. Let go and let me bear the responsibility of all that would trouble and concern you. Even now, as your heart is open to me, my power flows to strengthen your inner man. The world system grows not only more evil, but increasingly overburdened and complex. But my ways are the ways of simplicity and truth. Rest in my peace, and do not let the world and its ways disturb or intrude upon your inner sanctuary where I abide and commune with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, I've gone over limit. I must bring this broadcast to a close. The time's flown by. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.